Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today we welcome back Island Treasure Steve Stolle, producer, director, photographer, and a moving force in Island Theater. Steve, welcome back. Happy New Year, and tell us about plans for 2023 for Island Theater and the 10-Minute Play Festival.
Thank you, Bob. It's really nice to be here. Good to see you again. So Island Theater has been in business now for about 25 years.
Wow.
And we're the little theater on the island here. We're the small one. We're the low-impact, low-cost, high-quality theater company as an adjunct to the bigger, our bigger sister, BPA.
Sure.
Where we often collaborate. We are doing, we're back with the 10-Minute Play Festival.
Good.
And this will be the second one since we had to stop for the COVID pandemic.
How did last year go?
Last summer was, we call it a success.
Good.
We rented space again from BPA, who was temporarily housed over at the pavilion since they're renovating their theater during the pandemic. And so they had to have an alternative space, so they've been in one of the movie theaters there, which has been sort of expanded and modified to have a stage in it. So we used their facility there to do the 10-Minute Play Festival, and it was a perfect fit for us. It's a smaller stage than we're used to, but we don't need much room to do the 10-Minute Plays. And so, like I say, we call it a success. We had good full houses and successful run of 10 really interesting plays and good feedback from all of that.
Well, that's good to hear. And so what's up for this year?
This year we're back with, it's a showcase. We like to say it's a local showcase for local writers because we always do a call for plays, but only from Kitsap writers. Mm. So like to think of it as a real local showcase for the talent that we have here amongst our friends and neighbors, not just Bainbridge Island, but all of Kitsap County from, you know, Port Orchard to Paulsbo. And we select 10 plays out of the dozens that we get in submissions. And this year we've added a new kink to it. And we've decided to ask for a theme for the writers. The theme is taboo. This came about because we've often thought of this. It's a common feature of festivals for plays and movies that the producers will ask for a theme, a thematic focus on the work. So we thought we would like to try it out because we never have and we don't know how it'll work. So we're testing the waters here. And we picked a word that we thought was wide open enough to give people ideas about.
Sure.
But it also has a tendency to sort of focus and create some room for an opportunity for details that might not otherwise come up. So the word we came up with was taboo because it's sounds a little provocative. It's got a little edge of interest and danger, maybe.
Sure.
And that it's not too restrictive. It's one that people are familiar with, but it also sounds a little sassy.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to stimulate people's ideas around that. And we're a little concerned. I won't back down on this. We're a little concerned that people will find this a limiting thing. And, you know, writers tend to have a couple of things in the drawer. And
sure,
when we put out the call, we get things that people have written, not just for the moment, but have had on their desk for a while. And we knew that there would be people who had things on their desk that didn't have anything to do with taboo. So we're hoping to stimulate them to either make some changes in the place that they have or to start over and use that as a lever to get something new.
Well, you know, in my own mind, since you introduced the word in our conversation here, I've already thought about a number of things.
Oh, yeah?
that you could really, really use that word with or think about. ideas with.
Does it sound like an old-fashioned word to you?
In some ways, I guess so. But on the other hand, it's an encouraging word in that it opens doors. You know, you can think about things. You can think about things that are going on in your own life, and how that word could relate to them, I think.
Right.
And it's a broad, broad brush, as you were saying before.
It certainly can be. So I'm hoping that everybody feels that way about it. There are all kinds of levels of taboo that might be from the grade school playground all the way through to the halls of government.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, what is acceptable and what has been confined or proscribed.
Sure.
All of those things. Because you can write from either side of that fence.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody will see the opening there.
Yeah, I think it's marvelous, actually. I think it's really cool. Now, if somebody's listening for the first time and maybe they've not even done a play thing before or written anything, what's the story there?
Well, there are lots of opportunities for that, and I can tell you stories about people who have never written a play before. One of them is a friend who was asked to show up for a writing workshop that we had in conjunction with one of the early 10-minute play festivals, where the workshop coordinator said, in a way of encouraging people to find what they know, is don't put a bunch of people on a bench or put two characters on a bench because it's too confining. There's nowhere to go with your play. He took that as a challenge and immediately went home and wrote a play that we wound up selecting for the festival.
Cool.
That was about two characters who sat on a bench and played chess. And it was a very dynamic play. So everybody is capable of doing this. And if you haven't tried it, you might find some real fun in it.
Sure.
We have sponsored writing workshops several times in the history of the festival, and we're now plotting to do another one this year. So if you are someone who feels like you want a little encouragement, stay tuned, because we are planning this workshop to happen after the festival. We do that because we think that people get ideas when they come and watch the plays, and they're stimulated to think, I could do that. But maybe I need a little direction to do that.
Sure. So, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago, before the pandemic, obviously, that we had Christina Sutherland over here from Seattle. She's a writer, and she's done a lot of these workshops. She's done one here at Barn some time ago, and that's how we found out about her, in fact. So we had 15 people. We sold out 15 people in a round table, and we did writing prompts and little sketches and so forth, and then everybody talked about it, and very informative and very instructive about how to get going, because that's really all it is, you know. It's your imagination and your sense of empathy is what allows you to be a creative writer, right?
Oh, I love that idea of doing it after, when people have been stimulated.
Good. Yeah. So maybe we were right.
What's the time frame?
For which exactly?
For
the festival happens in August. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Yeah. We always do it in August. August is a good time. It's a downtime for a lot of the theater. BPA typically has that month is open.
Sure.
So it's been a perfect fit for us, and that's why we've kept hung on to it. It's a good time to get people back into the theater because they've been on vacation for a while, you know.
Yeah. What, how about submissions? What are deadlines for submissions?
The deadline this year has been extended a little bit just because we figured people might be struggling a little bit with this new inclusion of the theme. So we've moved it from Valentine's Day to March 1st.
Oh,
so
cool.
The deadline is March 1st. Writers, if you're planning to get involved in this, you have a little extra latitude here, but let's have your play by March 1.
So, Steve, about learning more about how to make a submission, what the sort of the guidelines are for that?
Yeah, the guidelines are all on our website. So www.islandtheater.org is where to go. That front page on our website will tell you everything you need to know. It'll take you to the guidelines and the entry form.
Okay. I know you have some other things going on with Island Theater.
Yeah. So, you know, the pandemic kind of knocked the wind out of everybody for a couple of years here. So we haven't done much in the way of theater for a couple of years. We just now, this last December, moved back into the library for our library series, which we call Island Theater at the Library, which is a series of plays periodically through the year that are done in a small production. These are script in hand, staged readings that concentrates on voice acting. So we like to say that we're lifting the literature from the page, and they are very dramatically moving, oddly so, considering that they are such stripped-down productions. But it gives you a chance to really concentrate on the text.
So if a person is interested in participating in something like this, how do they do it?
Show up and watch, first of all, because it's good to see how it's done. Island Theater has a third program called Island Theater at Your House, in which you can actually have a chance to read a play with other actors. You don't have to be an actor to do this either, and a lot of people that come to those are not. But this is a play reading that's hosted by in private homes. We usually share a meal. Up until the pandemic, that was a real staple of it. We've kind of calmed that down a little bit, but still trying to be cautious. But we're moving back into fully fledged in-person meetings. We did a lot of Zoom meetings over the last 2 years, but we're getting back into in-person meetings. So that's a good place to become familiar with the other actors and to try your hand at doing a little acting. I encourage people to come without any experience or with experience. They're both really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, if somebody is interested, do they go to your website
to
learn
the place to start?
The dates and so forth?
Yeah, all of that will be on the website, and you can join our mailing list there.
Oh, cool.
And we send out a mailing 2, 3, 4 times a year, maybe at the most. And so you can keep up with what we're up to.
Well, it sounds like Island Theater is running and happy and doing stuff.
It's good. I should tell you that the date for our next library series performance, Island Theater at the Library, is March 25th and 26th.
Okay, so two consecutive days.
Yeah, we do two performances. Mm. And one other change we've made is we're switching our second performance to a matinee. So there'll be a Saturday evening and then a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we've forged a relationship with the library that we're really happy about. We're becoming creative partners with them, so they're giving us a little bit more leeway in there. So we actually will take over that conference room for the weekend.
At the library, and it's such a beautiful space.
It's a very nice space, and we've added portable stage in there. We now have a 16-foot stage that we can conform to any shape that we need it.
Sure.
And also portable lights that attach to the ceiling.
Oh, cool.
So we don't even have support posts.
Well, this sounds like a golden opportunity for all of our wannabe thespians roaming the streets of Bainbridge Island.
Come on down and play with us. Yeah, it starts with coming to watch what we've got going on, and let's get into conversations about how you can participate.
Very good. Well, Steve Stolle, thank you so much for coming in today. Give us the website one more time.
Islandtheater.org. And there's a 3 W's in front of that.
Okay, great.
Can I also say, date-wise, something to look forward to, if you are interested in auditioning for the 10-Minute Play Festivals, and we typically employ between 20 and 30 actors for these 10 plays.
Great.
That's quite a number. And it's a good place to get some experience in a short term. And we'll be doing auditions in the first week of May.
Okay.
And if you keep up with us on the website, you'll get all of that.
And I'd imagine this is like age groups from zero to whatever.
Well, it's high school and above.
Okay.
One of the missions of Island Theater has always been to be tuned into adult participation. When we started, it was because there was a lot of family and kid-oriented stuff at BPA, and there wasn't much really for adults. And okay. non-musical theater, non-family sort of things. We like to hang around the edges of theater a little bit. So it's a little bit more adult-oriented. But nonetheless, last summer we had two high school kids who starred in a very good play about high school kids, and it was written by a high school writer.
Oh, great.
And yeah, quite proud of that.
Steve, thank you so much for being with us today.
Bob, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Always is on my end, that's for sure. And thank you for joining us for this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.